Then he said he looked up, and at the end of this great hall, he said he saw the largest picture he had ever seen.
So what huge picture did this man see? Stay with us. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Through the Bible features the teaching ministry of Dr. J. Vernon McGee, and it's heard on TWR around the world. Greg Harris, the president of Through the Bible, joins us. And Greg, you have a story.
One of my favorite stories that Dr. McGee tells is a friend of his was in Canada at Niagara Falls. It was the first time he'd ever been to Niagara Falls. And he went into this great hall, and it was full of shops, and it was kind of tacky, and he was really kind of disappointed. Then he said he looked up, and at the end of this great hall, he saw the largest picture he had ever seen. And it was a picture of Niagara Falls, or so he thought. As he walked closer, he realized it wasn't a picture, it was a window, and that he was actually looking at the living Niagara Falls right in front of him. Dr. McGee uses this illustration to say that if Through the Bible is not a window to show people the living Christ, we will shut it down. We will quit right now if we are not showing people the living Christ. And so that's really the passion behind Through the Bible. Yes, it's about the Word of God, but it's really about showing people the living Christ.
The Apostle Paul reminds us in Colossians 1:26 that as believers, we actually have Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, to use Dr. McGee's illustration, are we just telling people about Jesus like a painting, or are others able to see Christ in us as if they were looking through a window into our souls? For a link to Through the Bible, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.